Only about 50 years since lasers were invented, and these beams have managed to penetrate into almost every aspect of modern life. With applications in different sections, varying from consumer electronics, medicine and industry, to cosmetic skin treatments, lasers have become ubiquitous. And for Iran, a country striving to stand on its own feet, this translates into fighting on the front line in order to acquire modern technology. To boast its achievements, a two-month exhibition displayed the latest advancements made by Iranian scientists, devices totally designed and manufactured in the country.
This holmium laser is used for breaking up kidney stones. It was completely designed and made in Iran 5 months ago and has been successfully tested on 30 patients. The specialists who have operated the machine told me that they were completely satisfied with the results, not to mention that they won't have to worry about malignants since we made it ourselves.
When lasers were invented in 1960, they were called a solution looking for a problem. But these coherent, highly monochromatic beams, with their ability to reach extremely high powers, quickly found specialized applications.
You may not find any other technology that has so rapidly found its place among us and has truly changed our lives in almost every aspect, from entertainment to medicine and industry and even power plants, you name it. Lasers have revolutionized our lifestyles.
And a stall nearby offered specialist services in cosmetic procedures. And Iran's industry has not missed out on its slice of the pie, with lasers that have revolutionized material heat treatment, cutting and welding.
Take an industrialist, for example, who needs to use lasers for fine welding and cutting in order to build higher quality products. We tell them what kind of lasers they need. We've had cases where products were produced with prices lower than comparable foreign products, while the quality was still the same. Heavy industries such as the automotive industry have also benefited from this technology.
With cutting-edge technology at hand, disc lasers, semiconductor lasers and nano lasers are proudly on display to prove that Iran's up-to-date young scientists at the 3-year-old National Center for Laser Science and Technology will by no means be left behind, reminding us of Ali Javan, the Iranian physicist, along with William Bennett, co-inventor of the gas laser in 1960.